Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's. Or tweet me at Bruce Salin. Our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome, Pastor Drew.
Thanks again for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We haven't spoken, it seems, in several weeks, which in fact we haven't.
Yeah, I've been in Texas, and you've been up in the snow.
Yes, you were with your in-law, so I guess you had a harder time.
9 days. It was really cold, no snow. We do have a good time with her family, though, so I lucked out with her family. Really like her in-laws.
Well, you're lucky. I actually like mine as well. We are going on a trip together in about 2.5 weeks that I invited the in-laws to come with us, so that gives you a sense of how much a fool I am.
Show them how much you like them if you're inviting them on a trip. Where are you going?
We are going on an 18-day cruise to the Orient, starting in Hong Kong, going to Borneo, the Philippines, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, and I think I've skipped one place. It should be pretty incredible.
That sounds fantastic. Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. My wife loves traveling all over the world. I like staying in the stateroom.
There you go. That's a good compliment.
I'm exaggerating. I enjoy it, too. But having the in-laws along means that I can occasionally just stay put and write, which is what I want to do. I'm working on my book at this point. So,
well, great.
I'm excited. So it's a new year. People tend to make resolutions. I'm curious your thoughts on that. I'm also curious, are there any biblical sayings or thoughts about New Year's resolutions or goals? If you have anything to offer on this subject.
Yeah. You know, related to your column, I loved how you took a look at last year's resolutions and you kind of scored, using the baseball metaphor I loved, each resolution that you'd made last year. And that's something that I think about and talk a lot about, especially with high school students. You know, we're so focused on the future, and New Year's comes around, we're always looking ahead, that often we don't slow down enough to look back and to think about where we've come, what we've done, to take account for, you know, how we did. And I think that we will only be able to make resolutions and live them out in proportion to how we can remember and look back on how we did in the past. And you had asked about, you know, from a biblical perspective, that's a word, the word remember, happens so much throughout Scripture. In the Hebrew Scriptures alone, the word remember outnumbers the word trust 3-1.
Mm.
And I think that it's intimately tied into when we think about the present and we look at the future, and especially making goals and resolutions, we need to look back and remember kind of where we've come. And if we're a person of faith, to remember how God's been faithful and how he's led us through tough times, how he's blessed us in the past. So I would say that idea of remembering, which often isn't talked about much with New Year's resolutions, is a very, very core component of them.
The thing that Wayne said in the previous segment that I thought was really interesting is that the word resolution has been almost diminished in our society to have less weight and less importance, and that maybe he uses the word commitment to give it a bigger a prominence in someone's life. Or he also uses the term nut, which is his particular term in his men's work. And I wonder how you feel about that. Is it better to call it a goal, a commitment? And also, we came to the conclusion that having a big list is foolish. It just gives you something else to basically not pay attention to, rather than choose one or two things that you really want to do and make that a priority.
Yeah, I like that because, you know, I've heard some people say, well, you know, I want to set the bar really high, and so if I undershoot the bar, then at least I'll get a lot done. But in my experience and the people that I know, when they make that really long list and if the bar is too high and they don't really talk about kind of smaller goals to reach those bigger goals, they often get discouraged, and it just ends up, you know, as a saved document on the computer that never gets brought up. It's a piece of paper that gets filed away. It's a page of the journal that never gets turned to. And so I like that idea of some very attainable and even goals that are broken down into kind of action steps.
That's actually a good addition to what Wayne said. His notion was he had a one specific commitment that had no detail attached to it, and he had a lot of reason for that. And yet you're kind of suggesting the opposite, which is give a lot of detail, almost like a business plan. And I'm kind of thinking that that's possibly the better way to go, though you need, of course, in certain personal goals to be flexible because it's not like a business.
Sure. And I guess, you know, it really varies depending on the type of person and your personality. Like my wife, for example, would love a 100-point plan on how to attain the goal of getting back in the gym, for example,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, learning how to cook more meals. You know, she'd like a nice, neat checklist on various things on how to attain that. But some people, like you said, maybe like Wayne, prefers the bigger picture and can attain that. I know, at least for me, it's helped tremendously to have kind of a big picture goal. Like I had a goal, I wanted to finish a book by the time I hit 30. And I made that goal when I was about 22, 23, and I had no tangible steps to get there. And so I hit 24, hadn't done anything, hit 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, hadn't done anything towards that. And so here I was on the last year, and I turned 30 this past December, and I figured, okay, if I'm going to make this happen, I got to make smaller goals. Okay, I'm going to write one page tomorrow. I'm going to finish the chapter by the end of the month or whatever it may be. And that helped me actually get the ball rolling, and then it was like a snowball rolling down a hill until I got it all done.
So is it done?
Well, it took a different shape. It is done. And basically, it's a 40-day devotional revolving around images. So they're really visual metaphors. And so I'm releasing them every Sunday and Wednesday between Christmas and Easter this year. And so it's all finished, but it didn't take the form of a normal printed book. I wanted to, you know, involve my church community, involve my friends where they can interact with it and give feedback to it so that at the end of that, maybe I'll be able to get it printed or what have you.
We're actually running out of time, but later on, you should let me know how I might be able to promote those things or at least link back to your where it's linked on your site. Please tell our listeners where they could contact you, where they might actually see those.
Great, yeah.
Those things.
I just created this website. It's wewillsinganewsong.com.
Wewillsinganewsong.com.
And all my contact info is there. It links to my church's website. It links to my personal blog. And I'll shoot that email to you if you wanted to link that on your Facebook.
Yes, please. Don't forget.
It's really neat.
Oh, that's exciting. That's very exciting. Well, listen, Pastor Drew, it is great to speak with you in 2011. I look forward to us coordinating some get-togethers this year, finally, as well as having you on the show this week, next week, and thereafter.
Looking forward to it, and have a great trip. I know we'll talk before then, but that sounds fantastic.
I will be in touch with you and talk to you next week on the show, I hope.
All right, Bruce. Take care.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It is time for another break. Remember, you can tweet me any and every time at Bruce Sallon or email me at bruce@brucesallon. That's Bruce and S-A-L-L-A-N. This is the Bruce Sallon Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Just pretend I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low, and think of me how it's gone.